Title: Automating Utility with Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the easiest, most satisfying Why Does My Drop Suddenly Feel Huge? Tricks in Ableton Live, automating stereo width with a stock utility device. And just to set the vibe, in drum and bass, width is a weapon. If you use it at the wrong time, your drop can feel small, your bass can disappear in mono, and your drums can lose that center punch. But if you automate width with intention, you can make intros feel cinematic, builds feel like they're opening up, and drops feel like they expand outside the speakers without adding a single new sound. By the end, you'll have a simple 16 to 32 bar DNB arrangement where the track actually breathes, tight when it needs to hit, and wide when it needs to flex. First, let's prep the session in a DNB-friendly way. Create or load a basic groove, kick and snare one-shots, a break layer like an amen or a think loop, hats or shakers, and then bass elements like a sub and maybe a reese or mid-bass. Now group your tracks. This is huge, because we don't want to automate 20 individual lanes. Select all your drum tracks and group them, name it drum bus. Group your break and top layers, name it tops or top slash breaks. Group your bass tracks, name it bass bus. And group your atmospheres and transitions, name it FX bus. The big idea is, we automate groups so the mix moves musically, not randomly. Now, quick understanding, what does utility width actually do? Open Ableton's utility. The width knob is basically controlling the stereo spread. At 0%, you're in mono. Left and right become identical. At 100%, it's unchanged. Whatever stereo information existed stays as is. Above 100%, you're exaggerating the stereo image. This can sound massive and it can also create mono problems if you go too hard. Here's the DNB rule of thumb. Kick, snare, fundamentals, and sub, keep that center locked, mono-ish. Tops, ambience, ear candy, reverb tails, rides, shakers, that's where width should live. Now let's place utility in the right spots. On your drum bus, insert utility at the start of the chain. Set width around 80 to 100%. Start at 90. Why? Because slightly tighter drums feel punchier, and they translate better on big systems. If your whole drum bus goes super wide, your snare can lose focus, and that's basically illegal in drum and bass. On your top slash breaks group, insert utility. Set width around 110 to 140%. Start at 120. This is where that rolling brightness and bigger-than-life energy comes from. Breaks and hats are perfect candidates for width, because they're mostly not responsible for low-end power. On your FX bus, add utility and go wider, 140 to 180%. Start at 160. FX are your safe playground. You can go wide here without wrecking your core punch. And on the bass bus, add utility and keep it mono safe, 0 to 30%. And honestly for sub, often 0%, because stereo bass can sound huge in headphones and then vanish in mono or fight your kick on a club rig. We're not doing that today. Now we need something to automate against. Width automation only feels exciting when there is contrast. Try this simple structure: intro from bar 1 to 9, build from 9 to 17, drop from 17 to 33, a quick break or reset from 33 to 41, then a second drop from 41 to 57. If you only want 32 bars, totally fine. Just make sure you have a clear before and after. Now let's do the exact automation workflow in Ableton. Press it to show automation mode. Go to the group you want to automate first, like top slash breaks. Open utility and click the width knob so Ableton knows that's your target. Then in the automation lane chooser, pick utility, then width. Now draw your automation like this. For the intro, keep it controlled, around 80 to 100%. Even though it's tops, we're intentionally holding back the width so the drop has somewhere to go. For the build, slowly ramp from 100 up to about 130. That slow ramp is the feeling of the mix opening. For the drop, hold it somewhere like 125 to 145. Start with 135 if you want a safe default. Now here's the classic impact move. Pre-drop, in the last half bar before the downbeat, snap the width down. Try dropping it to around 70 to 90%. Then right on the drop, jump back to your wide setting, like 140. That narrow to wide contrast is what makes people feel the downbeat hit harder, even if your drums didn't change at all. It's psychoacoustics. You're basically tricking the brain into hearing bigger. Let's make that even more dramatic on the FX bus, because it works insanely well there. On your FX bus utility width automation, do a quick pinch right before the drop. For example, go from 160 down to 60 over the last quarter bar. Then on the drop, jump to 150 or 170. It's like the room collapses for a second and then explodes open. Now, let's add movement, jungle flavor style, on fills. Find a 1-bar fill at the end of an 8 or 16-bar phrase. On top slash breaks, keep your normal width at something like 120. During the fill, push it up to 150, then snap it back to 120 when the groove returns. This is one of those micro moves that doesn't sound like an obvious effect, but it makes the drums feel edited and alive. Optional but varied effective. Add auto filter before utility on the tops. Then during the fill, automate the filter frequency slightly down while width increases. Darker plus wider creates tension. Then when the groove returns, open the filter back and bring width back to normal. That reset feels clean and intentional. Now, coach note, width automation can change perceived loudness. When you widen something, the side content comes up relative to the mid, and it can feel louder, even if the meter barely changes. So when you're judging your automation, don't get tricked by it's louder so it's better. Do a quick sanity check, toggle utility on and off, or compare sections at the same master level. We're chasing impact and emotion, not accidental volume boosts. Another coach note. Think mid versus side, even though it's one knob. This audio version is shortened for playback.